With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A slight jump in retail sales adding to months of big gains.
The Commerce Department says sales at retailers rose slightly in September as consumers cut back on their spending after splurging over the summer. The report, delayed for more than a month because of the federal government shutdown, says sales rose 0.2% in September from August. This follows bigger sales increases in June, July, and August.
And that is correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. Ukraine reports Russia launched massive overnight drone and missile strike, killing 7 people and injuring at least 20. Officials say residential buildings were hit and fires broke out as more than 460 drones and 22 missiles targeted Kiev and energy infrastructure. Meanwhile, the U.S. said to be making progress in efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine.
The initial draft of the 28-point plan included points.
That is British Prime Minister Keir Starmer talking about that potential deal as he addressed Parliament today.
For a just and lasting peace.
Also at SRNNews.com, ahead of the holiday shopping season, Best Buy is raising its profit and sales forecast following a strong third quarter.
Comparable store sales at the nation's largest consumer electronics chain rose 2.7%, fueled by computing, gaming, and mobile phones. It was the biggest gain in 3 years for the Minnesota-based retailer. The strong quarter is an encouraging sign for Best Buy, which, like almost all U.S. companies, has spent months navigating an uncertain economic environment, given the impact of tariffs on imports. Rich Thomason reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is booming right now. It's up by 568 points. The NASDAQ up by 108 right now. And the S&P 500 up by 51. This is SRN News. America's churches going out of their way to open their doors to the poor this Thanksgiving. Michael Harrington has a report.
In Nevada, the Reno Sparks Gospel Mission will provide free meals on Thanksgiving Day beginning at 4 p.m., and everyone who eats will also get a free gift. The First Missionary Baptist Church of Albion, Illinois, will be offering free food on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. with carry-out and dine-in options available. And in Norwich, New York, Emmanuel Episcopal Church will offer delivery, carry-out, and dine-in options for their free Thanksgiving Day feast. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg is open nearly a year after it was the scene of a horrific car ramming attack that left 6 people dead. The city and the organizers of the market have invested nearly $300,000 in new security systems, including concrete blocks that are supposed to keep cars from entering the pedestrian area. This is SRN News. A key figure in last month's NBA gambling scandal arrest has entered a plea in federal court.
Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups has pleaded not guilty to charges he profited from rigged poker games involving several mafia figures and another former NBA player. The Hall of Famer was arraigned Monday in a federal court in New York City. Billups was among more than 30 charged in last month's sprawling federal takedown of illegal gambling operations linked to professional sports. He previously appeared in Oregon federal court on October 23rd. His attorney at the time said that the 5-time All-Star was a, quote, man of integrity, end quote, and denied the charges. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Tesla under growing scrutiny after a lawsuit says its door handles prevented rescuers from saving crash victims. The filing alleges the Model 3's electronic handles became inoperable after a battery shutdown as a result of a crash and fire hampering the rescue effort. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.